The title of the sermon this evening is The Damnable Heresy of Ray Comfort. The Damnable Heresy of Ray Comfort. And you say, why are you going to call out a person? Why are you naming names? Well, because there's people, there's infiltrators, there's people that are affecting all kinds of churches with damnable heresy. Now, I'll read a little bit more of this article. He says, because Ray Comfort literally mocks faith alone. He literally mocks it. He says, the foundational truth of salvation is that we are saved by grace and grace alone. So then he quotes Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. He says, look, we're not saved by faith, but rather through faith. What in the world? He says, look, you're not saved by your faith, you're saved through your faith. Now the thing that's so stupid about his article, okay, he tries to make this distinction, but let me help you. There is no distinction. The word by and through can mean the exact same thing. They're synonyms. You look up the word by in the dictionary, it says first synonym, through. Oh, okay. I mean, this is such a complicated, you know, subject. I can't even understand it. But he's going to tell you what through faith means. Okay? Listen to how he explains what through means. Faith is the means by which we receive the amazing grace that saves us. So when he explains to you how by and through don't mean the same thing, he uses by to explain it. Because he's such an idiot, he's such a moron, he's such a liar and a deceiver. Hey, by and through don't mean the same thing. Oh, okay, explain to me what through means. It means by. What? Do you even know what you're saying? Then the next statement he says is just wicked as hell. He says, those who wrongly believe that faith saves us. Let me read that again. Those who wrongly believe that faith saves us. Oh, I think we should buy all this guy's tracts. We should line him up in the bookstore. We should have him come teach at our church. We should, you know, model all our evangelism off of Ray Comfort. Look, there's so many churches today that say this is like the best person to model soul winning at. The best person to learn how to get someone saved. He says, the people who wrongly believe that faith saves us.
The Bible says, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. That's it. Salvation is by faith and faith alone.
Actually, it's not. It's not by faith and faith alone. We're saved by grace through faith. And that's the basis for this man's error. He thinks you have to do something to be saved. You have to have faith. That's works salvation.
This guy is a damnable heretic. He says they call repentance a work, and at the same time require that a sinner must have faith to be saved. Oh yeah, I mean, I'm such a heretic believing that a sinner must have faith to be saved. Look, this guy wrote this article himself and posted it on his own site. This isn't something that someone's attacking him. This is what he said defending himself. He says, it's people that just believe all you must do is believe in Jesus. Oh, I guess John 3:16 isn't true, is it? I guess Acts 16 and 30 and 31 just aren't true. And John 3:36 and just all the Bible, John 3:15 and just every believer's, oh, it's just a mockery. He's just mocking the Word of God. But let's see if he's right. Let's see if we're not saved by faith, we're saved through faith. Look at Romans chapter number 3, verse 32. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Look at verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 1 now. So Paul goes through Romans. He's making it clear, look, it's not by works. It's not how you live your life. It's all by faith. And then he wraps up in chapter 5. He says, therefore, what in conclusion, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we're not saved by faith. We're saved through faith. Oh, what does that mean, Ray Comfort? That means you're saved by faith. What? You don't even know what you're talking about. Obviously, we're justified by faith. Go to Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3. Look, faith is what saves us. And obviously, if we had faith in the Lord and he didn't extend his grace towards us, we wouldn't be saved. That's why it says for by grace we're saved through faith. Look, obviously God extends grace unto us. And when we put our faith in him, his grace is what's going to save us from our sins. Right? But it's a two-part deal. He supplies the grace, we supply the faith. But we are saved by our faith. It could also say it, we're saved through our faith. It's the same thing. Like Galatians 3, verse 22. But the scripture hath concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But that before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Don't tell me you're not saved by faith. That's such a wicked lie. Look, I'm a child of God by faith. That's what the Bible says. Don't listen to this wicked liar. Go to Mark chapter number 1 now. So you say, well, where are they getting this doctrine from? I mean, so far, have we ever seen a verse that said, repent of your sins and be saved? Look, that phrase is never found in the Bible one time. Are you going to tell me that the requirement to be saved, repenting of your sins, which is never found in the Bible one time, that God was like, hey, you got to repent of your sins and be saved, but I'm never going to tell you that. I never said that, but somehow that's how you're going to be saved. Look, the Bible says the Bible makes it clear that we're saved by what? The hearing of God's word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if I get saved by hearing what God said, and God never said it, tell me how I get saved by it. Look, it better be something he said. It better be a verse that you can point me to. That's why you know repenting of your sins has nothing to do with being saved. There's no one verse that says it. And if I'm saved by what God said, then it must be something else. It must be a lie.